I can't believe I don't have a boyfriend. More romantic tragedies of a drama king. Written and read by Harry Trevelyan. Dear Jean-Pierre. Right, I can't spend too long writing this letter because it's literally New Year's Eve and I'm running horrifically behind schedule. My hair isn't even tousled yet, not to be overdramatic. Once again, I must address the elephant in the room. You still refuse to write back. It's been nearly 3 years since your last reply. 3 years. You're becoming less of a pen pal and more of a pen enemy. A penemy, if you will. Everyone says I should give up and stop writing to you, but every time I'm close to giving up, you lure me back in. Like the other day, we got a pamphlet for double glazed windows through the letterbox. Was that an inside joke from you because I used to always forget the French word for window? I'm choosing to believe it was because there's so much to tell you. Also, don't we owe it to Anglo-French diplomacy? Last term was basically boot camp for my untrained heart. I set my sights on a charismatic American called Peter, only to slowly fall for his emotionally intelligent and thoughtful best friend Sam. In a thrilling and stressful twist of fate, I find out they both fancy me but haven't told each other. So I was left to decide who to pursue at literal prom. Very dramatic. You really couldn't make it up. And I promise I haven't. Here's the thing. I picked Sam just before Christmas. We kissed, huge news. Naturally, I expected a holiday of festive walks, thoughtful presents, and serious heavy petting to follow. But instead was rudely informed Sam was to spend the holidays with his family visiting Peter's parents in New York. My big issue is that Sam and I aren't officially boyfriends, yet. I'm desperate for clarification, but have been told by Jean it's not a conversation to have over text. But that's all going to change tonight. Sam and Peter are back from New York, and we're all going to the same party. Can't believe I'm going to be starting the new year with a real-life boyfriend. So much nicer than that time I started the year with a fake one. Don't want to get into it, had to kill him off. So, to surmise, I have specifically three concerns going into the new year. Number one, am I in a relationship with Sam? Number two, have Sam and Peter had a conversation about me? Number three, is it possible to wear too much moisturiser? The last concern is why this letter is a bit greasy, by the way. Okay, Jean's yelling and I still haven't found my hair pomade. Yours resentfully, Patch Simmons. Kiss, kiss, kiss. P.S. I know that this letter has been mostly me-focused, but that's because you never reply. What have you done for Christmas? Did you get on the tennis team? How is puberty? P.P.S. If you reply, please do so in the traditional letter format rather than hard-to-decipher inside joke pamphlet format. And don't worry about the milk bar. P.P.P.S. Actually, do worry a little about the milk bar. It's becoming quite passive-aggressive that I still haven't received one. P.P.P.P.S. But only if it's fair trade. P.P.P.P.P.S. Don't really know what fair trade is. Jean is all up in arms about it. Just send the milk bar. Chapter 1. I'm done, I announced loudly, folding up my letter and dropping it onto the glitter-covered chaos that was once my desk. What was your question? I spin around to where Jean, my best friend in the world, is pacing with two sequined tops, looking between them like she has to choose which child will survive a shipwreck. It's too hard, she whines, bringing each top closer to her eye. The silver one, definitely, I reply, sifting through the contents of my desk. Do you think we have enough time for me to attempt a smoky eye for the first time? Are you only saying silver because you want to wear the gold one? Jean asks as she holds the silver top with her chin. Despite spending her holiday on a campsite in Wales with near constant rain, Jean has come back covered in freckles. Apparently, she spent a large part of her holiday lobbying for a gender-neutral bathroom on the campsite, a campaign she won, naturally. Jean takes her position as the ultimate ally very seriously. Okay, I want you both to be completely honest. Tessa calls, startling me as she ducks under the doorway with a towel piled high around her head. It still feels surreal seeing Tessa in my room again. We used to be best friends, so she was here all the time, but then we had what we now call a friendship intermission. We previously called